Simons.
Good morning, John Fain, at 27 minutes past 7.
This morning we've got our traffic special.
I know. Sort of.
You sort of know.
Oh, well, I need you to brief me. What do I need to be involved in this? I do, don't I?
Well, it depends. I have help. You only need to be interested if you ever go out your front door.
Well, I go out my front door.
Then you need to know about it. Because this morning we're going to...
Trap me then.
And it was so tricky. This morning we're going to try and identify some of Melbourne's worst traffic spots.
Right.
We're talking private transport, commercial transport, so, you know, individual cars, family cars, commuter cars, trucks,
mm-hmm.
deliveries.
We know what transport means, John. There's no need to make a meal of it.
Trams, trams and buses. We're going to look at the whole lot.
What about gliders?
And we've got a number of people who are going to be commuting from the same spot using different methods to tell us what it's like. So we've got a couple of people coming in from Baldwin, for instance, one on a bicycle and the other on the bus, telling us which one is best or which one is quickest and which one provides you with what sort of a journey. And likewise, from the north, the south, the east and the west, you name it, right around this magnificent city.
These people are like our colleagues at the
ADC.
Some of them,
and some of them are listeners.
But they all live in Northcote.
They
camped in Baldwin overnight.
Some of them are our listeners who responded on the website, which has been running hot over the last week, where we've been spreaking for people. At the same time in the studio, we've got a panel of VicRoads and public transport operators, as well as the Melbourne Transport Forum representative, and we're going to be trying to deal with some of those sort of, you know, gridlock issues and solve some of the infrastructure problems.
You're hoping to shame them in public, in other words.
No, I think we're calling on their expertise and picking their brains. They all know what they'd like to do next if they could, so let's see if they can, basically. So we'll be using our listeners as a resource as well and trying to get a snapshot of Melbourne's traffic this morning. We've got Hillary in the chopper.
We should have put it in the glider. It would have been cheaper.
And quieter. And, well, I don't know, cast of thousands and our listeners as well as...
What do you need me to do?
What do I need you to do?
Yeah.
Throw to the news headlines.
No, I mean, when this traffic blitz thing.
We're going to get you to start a race.
What, like this? Do you need that?
What were you aiming at? The chopper?
No.
We want you at 8:43...
8:43.
At 8:43.
I'm writing it down. 8:43.
I want you to start off. Jeremy Lee,
yes,
is one of Derek Gill's producers.
Yes.
And a listener, Chris Starr, who both, it turns out, live near each other in Northcote, Thornbury area. And they have got together and Jeremy is going to... Well, they're going to... I'll tell you. They're going to have a race.
Oh, yeah. Good.
And so you're going to start them off just before the 7:45 news.
At 8:43. I've written this all down. Jeremy Lee, Chris Starr.
Can you do that?
Yeah, and I start them like this. I just like doing
that. Okay, I can trust you?
Yeah.
No. it's going to be a big, big, busy morning.
Good on you. Thank you.
Good.
Go away.
Yep.
It's 17 minutes to 8. Now, John Fain is doing something rather unusual this morning. He's blitzing traffic all by himself with his friends. And I've got a couple of people here who are going to attempt to race into Melbourne. Hello, Jeremy Lee.
Hello, Red. I'm just starting the engine on my mild-mannered Japanese-made car. Ready to go.
So, you're going to drive from where?
We're outside the Northcote Town Hall as we speak.
Oh, at the top of the hill there?
The top of the hill.
Okay. And you're racing with Chris Starr, I believe.
Indeed I am.
Are you there, Chris?
Yes, I am.
And now, how are you travelling, Chris?
I'm travelling quite well. I'm on a lightweight road bike, and I'm ready to go.
Well, it's pretty much all downhill from where you're going, although...
Yes.
Which route do you imagine you will take?
We'll be taking High Street, Queen's Parade.
Yes.
And then we'll be heading down Wellington onto a bit of Vic Parade through the back of Clarendon Street.
Okay.
And through the back of the MCG and then on to South Bank.
Okay, yeah, I got it. I reckon you should go down Brunswick Street, get yourself coffee on the way.
I reckon so. I reckon
you'll still win.
Yeah, I reckon so too.
So, Jeremy, are you going to take the same route?
Yes, I'm going to be in front of Chris and try to cut her off all the way, I think.
Will you? Yeah, I'll be very careful. Now, are you ready to go?
We're ready to go.
On your marks. Get set.
Oh.
They're off.
Good luck.
Jeremy Lee and Chris Starr racing Melbourne. So keep listening, and on John Fain's program, we'll find out exactly what happened. It's 12 degrees at the moment. It's going to be a sunny 27 degrees today. It's a quarter to eight. I've been Rich Simons. Thanks for listening. And stay tuned for John Fain to see the result of that race.
John Fain's Transport Blitz on 774 ABC Melbourne.
Yes, good morning. Thursday, November the 17th, and this morning we want to find Melbourne's most disgruntled commuter. As we take a snapshot of Melbourne's traffic, we look at the gridlock, we look at public transport, we look at cars, we look at trucks and taxis. Trains, trams and buses. We're going to try to work out exactly where the problem spots are in Melbourne's traffic network and why more can't be done to ease the commuting pain, not just into the city, but across the city as well, as we have reporters from ABC staff and listeners to 774 ABC Melbourne who have volunteered their services on our website over the last week or so, reporting in from absolutely every pocket of this city. So stay with us between now and 10. After 10 o'clock, there's cricket on the radio. So between now and 10, a traffic special here on 774 ABC Melbourne. Hilary Harper's in the chopper. We've got people racing in, competing with each other on different modes of transport from different parts of the city. And we also want your calls too. 1300 222 774 and text messages 19 774 774. We'll call on the experts. We've got VicRoads, the public transport companies, and some of Melbourne's experts on future planning for infrastructure to tell us where they think the emphasis should be put. It's just 1 year out to the next state election, so solving traffic problems will be critical as we work towards an election 1 year from now. We've had a couple of competitors racing each other on different forms of transport from Baldwin and from Northcote, and we'll check out with them in a moment to see who got to the city in what sort of a time and with what sort of a journey. Now, at a quarter to eight early this morning, Red Simons, our breakfast presenter, fired the starting gun in a little race between two people to get to the city. We have two of these competitions underway at the moment, one coming in from Baldwin, and we'll find out what happened to Gabby and Jason in a moment. But Jeremy Lee, who is one of Derek Giel's producers, was competing against Chris Starr to get to the city from Northcote. Jeremy, good morning.
Hi, John. How are you?
Chris, I'm glad you made it.
Good morning.
Now, we heard at a quarter to eight, Chris, that you were on a bicycle, and Jeremy, you were...
in a car.
And battling through the traffic. Now, who got here first, Chris?
I believe I did.
By?
I left at quarter to eight, and I got here just on 9 past 8.
9 minutes past 8, so
yeah.
It took you 15 and 9 is 24 minutes.
Yes.
And were you puffing and exhausted at the end?
Not at all.
Are you a super fit triathlete in your spare time or anything?
Not at all, I'm just a commuter cyclist.
Just a commuter cyclist. So any particular spots along the way that caused you any difficulty?
I would say I had a fairly good run in. Basically, it's all downhill, I will admit.
Going home's another story.
Yes, but then you nicely warmed up. But I'd actually say a problematic part for some cyclists, or a lot of cyclists, is the Swan Street Bridge area, trying to get across either into the CBD or coming across down to South Bank.
Mm-hmm.
It's either cross once or cross three times. It's rather problematic.
Okay, so you took just on 24 minutes. Jeremy, what time did you get here?
Well, it was about 20 past 8, but I had to get some money for a parking meter, which added a couple of minutes onto the overall time.
Well, that's part of the overall transaction.
That's true, yes.
So it took you 20 plus 15 is 35 minutes.
About 35 minutes, yeah.
Considerably longer than on the bike.
It was. And look, I do normally ride to work, and I was just amazed when I got here how relaxed Chris looks compared to, even though I didn't come across any fantastic traffic problems, I still felt a little bit sort of, you know, tense, I must say, having come through the morning traffic to get here this morning. Yeah.
Puts you on edge.
It does a bit, yeah.
All right, so... along the way, any observations?
Yeah, look, I came down St George's Road and through Carlton and Fitzroy that way, which was all fantastic until I got to the museum on Rathdown Street, where it starts to get a bit busy. The only really bad bit, I suppose, was turning right from Exhibition Street onto Flinders Street, where there's no actual turning arrow. So the only way to do it is to go on the red light. And lots of people try to do that, of course. So you end up sitting in that particular part of the city for... I was probably there for about 5 minutes.
Okay, so from the middle belt of the northern suburbs, we can say categorically it's quicker coming in on a bicycle. Going home uphill might be different.
Yes, but that's putting training into your quads. I mean, you know, you'll be so much better for it.
And also Jeremy reports that he would feel somewhat more relaxed if he hadn't had to drive. Thank you both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We put
Thank
it
you.
To the test. Chris Starr and Jeremy Lee, who set off just an hour or so ago from the Northcote Town Hall, and Jeremy got here 10 minutes after the cyclist Chris Starr. Gabby Hills is supposed to be catching a bus in from Baldwin. Gabby, good morning.
Oh, good morning, John. How are you?
Now, whereabouts are you in Baldwin?
Well, we're in Walnut Road, North Baldwin. That's a very important distinction in this part of town. We're very precious about the North Baldwin.
And how are you going to be coming into the city?
Well, I'm the person catching the bus, and I have Jason with me, and resplendent in his bicycle shorts, and he is a veteran of this journey into town. He's been doing it for 15 years.
All right. How often do the buses run, Gabby?
They run every 10 to 15 minutes. So I'm hoping that there'll be a bus around 8:45, and we'll be travelling through Doncaster Road, High Street Queue, Studley Park Road, down into Johnston Street, and then up to Ligonstein and Carlton and into the city.
All right. Now, if you caught the freeway bus, you'd probably leave the cyclist behind by miles, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. The running time on the freeway for the buses, because we have the advantage there of the special priority lane, is 6 minutes. But once you hit Hoddle Street, then it does become a different ball game. You still do have the priority lane, but once you get to further into the city to Victoria Parade, you're going to encounter the normal traffic.
All right. Well, are you ready to go?
Absolutely.
Is Jason there?
Jason is here.
Can I have a quick word?
Absolutely.
Good morning, Jason. Hello. Welcome to 774 ABC Melbourne.
Thank you, John.
Are you all pumped and ready to go?
I don't know about pump. I'm standing in the shade at the moment, so I'm a bit chilly. I'm looking forward to getting going, getting some blood flowing.
How long does it normally take you?
Probably about 40 minutes or so.
How many times have you been knocked off your bike?
Once.
Is that a genuine hazard as you commute on a bicycle to work?
No. To be honest, it's an amazing exaggeration that most motorists want to believe.
Well, it is one of the things you think, oh, yes, of course, we'd all love to think and dream about riding a bicycle to work, but these are the things you've got to think about.
Well, people should get out and try it, John. I think they'd be amazed at just how easy it is.
All right. Now, is there a bus in sight?
There is a bus in sight coming up the hill shortly, yes.
All right. Well, I better start you off. Are you ready to go?
All right, hang on a minute. Can I just pass on my regards to Hillary? She may know me better as Flying Dutch.
Oh, hello. It's Flying Dutch.
It is.
Oh, we get text messages from you from time to time. Good on you. I didn't realise the connection.
There is a bus coming up the hill.
Okay, well, quick on your bike and give the phone back to Gabby, and Gabby will see who gets to the city first. Gabby Hills and Jason, known as Flying Dutch, who sends us text messages from time to time about bicycle paths, and they're coming in from Baldwin. 16 minutes to 9 on 774 ABC Melbourne. Our special traffic blitz here today, having a look at Melbourne's infrastructure, and we'll talk to some of the experts in a moment. Gabby and Jason were competing to see which of them could get to the city quickest. Jason on a bicycle, he's Flying Dutch, who sends us text messages about bike paths from time to time. Gabby was on the bus coming in from Baldwin, and I think they have each arrived. Gabby, are you there?
Well, yes, we're both here in Federation Square, John.
And who got there first and how long did it take?
Well, I'm sad to say that I didn't arrive first. It was Jason who beat me hands down. He took just 25 minutes to get in from North Baldwin into 35 minutes to get in, and I took 50 minutes.
Goodness. So he was considerably quicker.
Considerably quicker. He took a pretty sneaky route along the Yarra, parts of the Yarra River.
Is he super fit, do you think, Gabby?
No, I don't know. He doesn't look super fit. He's obviously very fit, much fitter than I am, but he is an average-looking guy.
Who's just much quicker on a bike than you are on the bus. Can we have a word to Jason?
Absolutely. Here's Jason now.
Now, Flying Dutch, congratulations. You've, I'm sure, inspired people from Baldwin who were thinking about how they might get into the city. What about going home?
I must say, I've probably got one of the hillier commutes in Melbourne. There are much easier places in Melbourne to ride into town from.
Yeah, I do know someone who rode their bike to work one day, all inspired, and then about a month later we had to go down with the car and pick it up to take it home in the boot.
Oh, never mind, John. Look, I guess it's all just about people trying it. People often look at cycling as thinking about travelling exactly the same way they do in the car, with the same route. As Gabby mentioned, I took a route along the bike path, which many people do. You'd be amazed how much traffic there is along there on two wheels.
Now, do you ride in the rain, or do you change your pattern on a rainy day?
Look, I must admit, I probably ride about 95% of the year. I'm a fair and bad weather commuter.
Yeah.
And simply because it's actually slower getting into town when it's wet than it is by car or by train.
To say nothing of how unpleasant it must be. Congratulations and thank you, Jason, and thank you, Gabby, for illustrating for us that coming in from Balwyn is quicker by bicycle than it is on a bus.